tonight's show, and I'm delighted to be joined by Sarah Holborn and Thomas James back in the studio. They were here at the end of August. Seems very cool. Get my August and October's mixed up all the time. Hello, how are you both doing?
Good, thanks.
Great.
Good.
Excellent. Okay, let's not have no more chit-chat. We're going to have three songs from you, aren't we? We're going to have three songs acoustic live in the studio. So what's the first song that you've got lined up for us?
It's called Completely, and it's a brand new song.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I'm just going to get up and turn the camera on, because if you miss it, this will be up on the Phoenix FM website. Probably not much good to listeners, because you're not missing it, because you're listening.
So? Okay. Okay.
The fragile light hits your eyes. Never want to escape this moment. I hear you breathe tenderly, in and out like waves of the ocean. And finally, you wake to daydream, and someday this will be reality. Shed a different light on everything I see. I feel at home wherever you'll be. When you're the other half that makes me feel complete, completely. Cover to cover, through and through. You must have me in some sort of daydream, 'cause this is the sweetest sight I've ever seen. All of your flaws out of the dark in me. You shed a different light on everything I see. Half that makes me feel complete, completely, completely. Oh, I never got to say before your eyes grew heavy how you make my heart smile in so many different ways. Now promise me as you fall asleep, meet me at midnight in your dream. And finally, you awake to daydream, and someday this will be reality. Oh, all of your flaws out of the dark in me. You shed a different light on everything I see. I feel at home wherever you'll be. When you're the other half that makes me feel complete.
Talked last time about me being outnumbered by the musicians, but I'm still going to applaud anyway, didn't we? Excellent. That's really nice. That's excellent. Brand new song as well.
Yeah, it's up on SoundCloud. I only put them up last month, I think. There was three new tracks, so that's one of them.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll give that a good plug later on in the show. Okay, just a slight change of instrument now. Your guitar shrunk.
It has.
It has, yeah. I do believe this is a ukulele. Excellent. Great. Okay, so second song coming up. What's the song?
This is called Ice Cream, and it's off of my debut album. Text back, but I don't want you to go. Oh, I don't want you to go. Oh, you. Yeah, you ignored my letter, but I don't want you to go. Oh, I don't want you to go. Oh, I know you cook better than me, and you always buy me ice cream, and I'm torn. I know that when you come back, you won't recognize me at all. Standing here, we're chatting over popcorn. I don't want you to go, I don't want you to go. Standing here, oh, can we play one more song? I don't want you to go, I don't want you to go. Changed when I was 17, and he still calls me his beauty queen, 'cause I never ever ever knew how much I'd eat ice cream till I met you, and I'm torn apart, 'cause I know that when you come back me at all, 'cause I know that when you come back, you won't recognize me at all.
Very nice. Ice Cream, that's from your first album, isn't it? First album?
Yeah.
How many albums have you got?
Just the one.
Just the one, yeah, I thought so. First album and the last album to date. Okay, we're going to have one more song, and then we're going to play another bit of music, and then we're going to have a chat on air. So what's the third song you got lined up for us?
This is also off my debut album. It's called Don't Have a Clue. It's like the big ballady song. It seems like yesterday I laughed at your childish ways. Now I can't hold back, I can't hold on. Always wondering, never cherishing. To be true, always stumbling, never flowering. Who are you? Who am I? I don't have a clue. You're suddenly so silent. You whisper in my head, 'cause I can't seem to recognize how to sleep when I'm in bed. I don't want to feel guilty, don't want to feel ashamed. I don't want to make you feel like you're the one to blame. I don't want to feel good when you're feeling bad. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Paradise. I don't have a clue. From Sarah Holborn and Thomas James here in the studio. Thank you very much. Sounding brilliant. We will come back in about 5 minutes' time and have a chat. New single from Bob Mould. That's out on the 17th of November, and that's called The War. And hello again, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Sounding fantastic. Three songs. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was very enjoyable, actually. I really enjoyed it.
Brilliant. Excellent. That's what we want. We want people to come here, have a good time, and then, maybe they come back again. It happens sometimes. In fact, you have come back again, because you were here about 5 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
With Thomas, and we turned the tables this time. Last time, Thomas was chatting about his music and his life story, and now it's your turn. So, and Thomas is sitting next to you, quiet, and hopefully going to butt in if he needs to butt in. If he doesn't need to butt in, that's okay, no problem. No pressure. Okay, so Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in a musical family, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My dad's a drummer and he plays various other musical instruments, and even before my dad there was various other musical people.
Was he in a band family, or anything like that? Or
he's been in numerous bands. Right. It would take me ages to list them all, so I won't go into it.
Any we might have known, any sort of local bands?
The Roosters.
Right, okay.
He's in, he drums for them.
Yeah.
So.
Is he still drumming?
Yeah.
Still drumming, yeah. Still got it. Great.
Yeah, okay. So most of my influence was from him, really, and other family members playing music, really. It was sort of a bit of everything. Every genre was... Okay. In my ears, really.
Yeah. You taught yourself the piano, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were about 13 when you...
Yeah, I started playing piano at 13, and then shortly after that, started writing my own songs on piano. And then I think I was about 15 when I tried teaching myself guitar, and it was actually a New Year's resolution in 2009, I think it was.
Right.
And so I just played it every day since then, pretty much.
It must be nice to be immersed in a family where music is accepted, it's a way of life, and then it's very easy for you to go from instrument to instrument, find out which one's right for you, and find a style as well. It must be quite relaxed.
Yeah, that's right, because there's always loads of instruments around. I could just literally pick one up. It was so easy. So yeah, it was great to have that support there, really.
What made you play the guitar, really? What made you stick with it? Was any particular music, any influences that you really liked?
I really like old 60s stuff, like the Beatles, Beach right. Boys, that type of thing. Really into McFly since I was little. Influences nowadays would be more like Gabrielle Aplin, Hudson Taylor, Lauren Aquilina.
You were in a house where the Beatles were played quite a bit, were they? By any chance.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of old retro kind of stuff being played.
It's funny because I played the guitar when I was a teenager, and I played the Beatles because their songs are very easy to play on the guitar, and very tuneful and very popular. People know what they are. And even then, even though they'd been split up then maybe 10 to 15 years, it just never gets old, does it? It's, you know, we're talking about music that was written 40 to 50 years ago, but it just doesn't seem to age, does it?
It's so catchy.
It is, yeah. It just gets, it could get reinvented over and over, different people playing it different ways and that kind of thing. But Beatles and a lot of 60s stuff never goes away, does it?
Yes, right.
Good decade. Are they going to be saying the same in 50 years' time about today's music? That's the question that old people always ask. Anyway, we won't dwell on that. So, I mean, you of course... When I was playing the guitar, I just played the guitar, and that was it, really. You know, you luckily find a room of people sometimes, but it's different now because you can just upload stuff to YouTube and there's that kind of, and you can see what other people are doing when they're playing the guitar. You can copy them, you can upload your own stuff, and you did some of that, didn't you? You uploaded some of your...
Yeah, I started uploading stuff pretty much as soon as I picked up the guitar. I think my first cover was a Green Day song on guitar.
Right.
And quite a lot of people that I didn't actually know commented on it and just said, oh, you've got quite a good voice there, you should keep it up. And I carried on and uploaded all my videos as like a track record for myself to go back and see how well I'd improved.
Are they all still on there?
Yeah.
Still getting views
most of them
and
are
comments
still on there,
and
I think, yeah.
That kind of thing.
So, yeah.
It's nice, yeah, because you do get, like you say, it's like a video diary, isn't it? It shows your progression, it shows what you were doing 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and, you know, who knows, could be there forever. Could be then, but you could be looking at it in about 50 years' time.
Scary.
Frightening.
Thought.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an eerie chill went through the room when we said that. Okay. So you recorded quite a few covers, but of course you're a writer, you're a songwriter in your own right, and you've started to record some songs. You were doing that with your dad to start with, was that right?
Yeah, I mean, my dad has all, like, we have a little studio at home. He's got all the computer software and everything for that, so it would have been silly really not to have recorded anything. So we just started in 2012. I recorded a 4-track EP called Oh My Goodness.
Right.
And OMG,
but not Oh My God, but Oh My Goodness. I like that.
I was sort of testing the waters with that one because it was a little bit of everything really that I'd ever performed.
That was you, guitar and
me and guitar, and I think there's a bit a song with piano on there, and then my dad and my brother filled in all the other instruments.
Oh, okay.
And it was testing the waters really.
Good, yeah. And you started to play live around about that point as well.
Yeah, I put a band together, which consisted of my dad and my brother and a friend, and did quite a few local gigs, mainly charity stuff, and then I started doing a few solo gigs up in London, and it seemed to.
Where was your first gig? Can you still remember it?
It's at what is it? Our friend has got a barn, and they call it Barnstock, a big festival thing.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, Barnstock.
And that, I think that was my first gig there with a band. Yeah,
a lot of people there.
Yeah, there was quite a lot. One of my biggest audiences, actually, I think. Yeah.
What, baptism of fire then? You're okay with it though, because once you started playing, and you can tell that people are actually hanging around and listening to it. Oh, they must like it. And it's okay then. So that's good. So any other notable gigs? Any memorable ones that you've really enjoyed over the last couple of years?
They've all been pretty good, really. I started auditioning for something called Open Mic UK.
Right.
And did quite a few good live auditions through that. I think I did 3 rounds. And then beginning of this year was the grand final.
This is one of those things where you go to a theatre and that kind of thing, because they have a few of these now, don't they? They're kind of they're talent shows, basically, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Good old-fashioned talent show. So you made it through to the final?
Yes, yeah. I was in the last 20 contestants out of the whole of the UK, so
who won
an achievement.
Who won it?
I think it was this 3 girls that were like playing some folk stuff. It was all like groups in the final, so
was it all that kind of acoustic folky kind of stuff, or was it all sorts?
Some of it was acoustic. There was quite a lot of just karaoke singers, really.
Right, yeah.
Which annoyed me quite a lot.
There's a lot of them about. Yeah, some of them are good, but you know. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Some of them are good, but yes. That's a shame, because I think that's something that's happened over the last few years with X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, is that a lot of people suddenly think that if they think they're a good karaoke singer, they can make a fortune out of it and get lots of fame, and it's kind of a stunted singer-songwriting. Well, it hasn't, because it's still out there, but it just doesn't seem to get the exposure it should get as a result of it, which is a shame. But everything in music is swings and roundabouts. It will swing back. People will get fed up with it, and they'll start listening to folk or whatever again, you know, so it will happen. So you're also recording recording an album, Into Deep, because brought that down to us last time, which was great. That how long did that take to record? That was quite a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just over a year, I think it was. Yeah, pretty much
over a year. So you got about 11 tracks on there, and how would you describe the album? Is it very personal to you, or are you telling stories, or is it a bit of a mixture?
Most of it is quite personal experiences. It's interesting, because quite a lot of it, some of it was like recorded quite early on, and like I think the earliest song I wrote on there was about 3 years ago, something like that. And then the newest song was literally just before I put it out.
Right.
So it's quite a range of like how I wrote it and when I wrote it. So.
And it was great to have a physical CD as well, because that is happening less and less and less now. You know, from a radio point of view, it's great not to have the physical CDs, but you kind of miss it, you know, because otherwise we just have an enormous stack of them and we play everything off a computer now because it's a lot easier. But you know, from a musician's point of view, you must feel like, wow, I've actually made this thing that I can hold in my hand and give to people, and that's me on there. It must feel really good. It's not really the same just giving people a Bandcamp code, is it, really? It's just not the same kind of thing.
Half the fun was like making, designing everything. Tom helped me with all the designs and everything, and yeah, it was great to just have something in my hand that had my face on the front, have a name on the front, and that you created yourself. It's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, we made a CD here in Phoenix FM. We had 20 bands came in and did some live stuff with us about 8 years ago, when CDs were still quite popular. So we did a bit of a head count. We thought we could sell a few hundred of these CDs, and we ordered 1,000 of them. Anyway, we've still got about 980 in the cupboard. so unfortunately, this coincided at a time when CDs were starting to go out, unfortunately, and people were just downloading at the time. But yeah, no, it's good to have that. So if people heard the session, of course, and they want to hear more of that, just head on to iTunes and Spotify and Bandcamp and other places like that, and they can download it or buy it as they like.
Yeah,
yeah,
we'll download it on there, or if you want a physical copy, I've literally got only about 10 copies left.
Oh, really?
So if you have got to be quick to get a physical copy.
Definitely. Well, we'll put all the links on the website later anyway, but I mean, it doesn't stop there, because you've got you mentioned earlier that you've got some new songs as well you're uploading to SoundCloud as well.
Yep, I uploaded them last month. I called it the Driftwood Sessions, which is like something I made up,
right,
in my bedroom, just with a couple of microphones.
No, it's nice. It sounds like a thing. It's nice. Driftwood. It's like Radio Driftwood or something. I don't
know. A lot of my influence is the beach and sea, and so I've redecorated my room basically like a beach.
I saw you sitting on the beach hut somewhere on the photos that you've had on.
Oh yeah, yeah, I had some.
Which beach huts were they?
They were just down Southend on Sea.
Oh, they were Southend, yeah. I couldn't guess, but I've probably seen them, and I've seen quite a few of the beach huts in Essex, because you go around the coast. I was trying to squint at it, thinking, is it Mersey? Is it Clacton? Is it somewhere else? There's no way of telling, of course, is it? So, why do you think you have this sort of affinity towards the sea? Is it just...
I'm not really sure. I think, obviously, because I live quite close to it, I just like the feeling of the beach and the sea. It feels quite free and gives me quite a lot of inspiration and freedom in my head, so I just like to write using that space.
Okay, so what are the plans with the songs that you're recording? Presumably you're going to turn that into another EP? Or?
I'm going to choose one. Well, I've sort of already in my head chosen what song I'm going to do a studio version of out of those three songs. I'm not really sure what's going to happen after that, really. I'm writing at the moment, and probably another EP is going to be next, but I'm not too sure at the moment where it's going to go.
Okay, and you've been quite busy as well, because you came in here a few weeks ago with Thomas, and you were backing Thomas, and you're part of his band as well, as doing your own stuff. And of course, we should get a plug in for the 31st of October, next Phoenix Fridays, when Thomas will be playing, and you'll be in the band as well.
Yes, yeah? I will.
So that's going to be a bit different. That's going to be a bit more electric and plugged in, is it? I don't know. We haven't asked. We haven't talked about it. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. No one's shaking their heads in the studio, so that's good. So it's going to be a little bit less acoustic, but not too much. Too loud.
Fingers crossed.
We don't know. I don't know whether you've got a death metal set or something coming up. We're not quite sure. But no, we're looking forward to that.
That'd be interesting.
It would, yeah. We might request it, yes. So that's going to be about 4 weeks' time anyway. So you've been busy. Are you writing together as well, or is it just...
We've done quite a lot of writing, haven't we? Mainly last year we did all writing, and we're just about to record a duo EP.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. It's probably next time we'll come on Phoenix FM and play some for you.
Brilliant. Yeah, come down and do something. We'll definitely have to do that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you've got the gig coming up, and you've got some more gigs coming up around London and Essex?
Yeah, I booked one today, actually. It's in Floripa in London, near Old Street.
Okay.
And that's on the 28th of October, if anyone wants to come down. I'm just waiting to hear some more local ones for everyone in Essex. So I'll post them up on my social media.
Brilliant. Okay, and where do you like playing the most? I know this kind of might upset people who are listening, who might have their own venue. You know, you got to pick somewhere. There must be somewhere where you've got some special memories where you think, yeah, I always get a good crowd there. And
yeah. Actually, I was there the other day. We both, Tom and I, really like the Bedford. It's in London. It's not in Essex, unfortunately.
I'm trying to think. That's not Balham, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's brilliant. I've been there. They film vintage TV there, if you know the vintage TV channel. It's basically one of the music channels that's hidden away in within all the music channels on Sky or wherever, and on Freeview. And they film sessions there. I've been there. It looks like an old sort of Elizabethan
like a global youth
that's
type
it.
Thing.
Yeah, Shakespearean thing. That's what I was getting from. Yeah, that's fantastic. Have you played there?
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Tom played there once on his own, and then we both played there together once, and then last time it was the band playing there. I think it was earlier this week, wasn't it? Was it Monday? I was losing track of the days this week. It's crazy.
Thomas is nodding. Yes, it's Monday. Oh, how did you end up playing in Balham? Because it's quite a long way, isn't it, from here?
Yeah, well, mainly through Tom. He did quite a lot of... last year, he did a lot of solo gigs in London, and I guess he just contacted all the venues in London, pretty much, and picked out the best ones, and then I played at the best ones.
it is a good place. So if people are listening, if they happen to be around the South London area, definitely worth checking out. So have you got any more gigs lined up, did you say, for there, or you're planning it?
Not there yet, but
in the,
I will.
In the pipeline.
Actually, I'm going to book one there.
It's in the pipeline. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Now, if people want to see more of you, hear more of you, where can they go? Where's the best place? Which one do you update the most, Facebook or Twitter, or you got your own website? Or
Twitter is the one I update the most. I'm always on there.
Right.
First thing I do in the morning is tweet, practically.
Excellent.
And that's at Sarah Holb Music.
Right, H-O-L-B. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Holb Music. Okay. And
I've also got Facebook, and obviously the songs are on iTunes, Spotify, all that sort of lark.
Yeah, everything links to everything else these days.
And YouTube, of course. Yeah. If you want to go back and listen to my really, really old stuff when I was 15, it's Sarah Holborn Music on YouTube.
Brilliant, and Holborn has a U in it, hasn't it?
Yes, it's not Tube Station.
That's it, yeah, but H-O-L-B-O-U-R-N, that's it. Brilliant, okay, well,
U-R-N.
So, we're looking forward to seeing you on the 31st of October anyway, down at Old Brentwood. That should be good.
Yes,
of course, that gig will be... We don't want to discourage our listeners from going, far from it. We want everybody to turn up. But if you can't make it and you're listening to this, you can hear that gig. It's going to be broadcast usually about 8 days after the event. We put it out on the Saturday week following the gig. So probably be, 8th of November? So the set will be recorded and played out live then. So we'll hear a bit more of you then. So, brilliant. It's going to be a lot more on the radio. We can play the session again probably next week as well, so it's great. Thanks very much for coming down.
Thank you.
And really enjoyed it, and happy to have you back when you're ready, when you got your new stuff, when you got your duo writing together.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Let us know, and we'll get you back on the air, Sarah and Thomas. Thanks very much.